It's Parafam Brekkie, and this morning I am joined by a voice that you will know very well, the beautiful Crystal Daly. Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's good to be back.
Hey, welcome home, honey.
Thank you. Yes, it's a pleasure, although I don't miss the early morning.
God, who would? You spent so many hours here in the Parafam studios joining Damon on the Brekkie Show, and we actually had you on last week when we celebrated Damon's 1,000th show, and so many people loved hearing from you, and it got me thinking, we need to get you back on so that you can let everybody know what you've been up to.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah, well, I mean, gosh, I left the show sort of, well, it was a bit of a surprise, really. It kind of all happened during COVID, and then I got really sick and unfortunately had to leave the show sort of late last year. But since then, I've had a few surgeries for endo. Mm-hmm. And so then I would spend a lot of time kind of just recovering from those. But I decided that once I was back on my feet, and this is something I talked about as well when I was doing this show, that I used to say to Damon all the time, when I'm not doing this job anymore, I am going to go and do a theatre production, because there was just no way with those hours that I could do it. So I was like, right, I'm feeling a bit better. I'm going to go to this audition. Didn't have high hopes, to be honest, and was like, okay, if I make the chorus, I'm going to be stoked. And then I surprised everyone, mostly myself, by actually getting a main role in the musical.
So cool.
So the musical is called Nice Work If You Can Get It, and it is sort of set in the 20s. It's a musical comedy, so it's very raucous. It's quite funny. There's just a lot of craziness happening. And my character in particular, she is kind of the self-proclaimed finest interpreter of modern dance in the world. So she likes to tell everyone how good she is all the time. She's very narcissistic.
And I'd imagine there'd be some amazing costumes as well.
Yeah, because of course the 1920s. Although I've got to say, I've had some issues with the costumes because I would say I'm a pear shape. unfortunately, back in those days, it was like, okay, let's have it tied around the hips and the butt and like baggy on top, which is the opposite of what my body shape needs.
Oh.
So trying to squeeze into those has been interesting, but they are beautiful.
I feel like every woman listening right now is nodding, going, I feel that. I feel right? That would be tough. Oh, gosh.
Totally.
Have you got heels that you're wearing as well? Because dancing in heels is not fun.
Yeah. So, I am wearing kind of character shoes for most of it, which do have a little heel on them. And I've got to be honest, I never wear heels. I don't think I've worn heels since, like, I don't know, a decade ago. So it is interesting trying to wobble my way around the stage.
How long exactly have you been working on this project?
Well, it's funny because we were supposed to start rehearsals, and then there was that lockdown. So we were delayed a little bit. So we started a little bit late. I guess it's been a couple of months now.
Wow. So you guys have been rehearsing during a global pandemic. So have you been wearing masks the whole time, or?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. So yes, because of obviously COVID restrictions, we have all been rehearsing the entire time that we've been rehearsing in masks. And that's all fine, except that when you're singing and you're in a mask, you like sing a phrase and then, you know, you might need to do a quick intake of breath. So you're like, and then you actually suck in the mask into your mouth.
Oh, so, no.
That's not ideal. And also, you know, I don't really know what the rest of the cast look like.
So true.
So that'll be a revelation on stage, won't it?
How weird. Because I guess, yeah, you the first time with no masks, will that be when you're actually on the stage?
No, I think actually because the restrictions have loosened a little bit, where we're going to be able to, like, the people that are actually, you know, singing and dancing will be able to take their masks off in rehearsals, but the rest of us will obviously have them on. So it'll kind of, you know, whoever's performing at the time can take their mask off, I think, now. So that will be good. And we'll be like, hey, I'm Crystal. Who are you?
It's a different world we live in. Gosh.
Isn't
and
it?
Do you know what's happening with restrictions for audience members in the theatre at the moment?
Yeah, well, as far as I know, we have been selling tickets as usual. Mm-hmm. So I think that potentially it would just be that you need to wear a mask while you're in Unless, I mean, things change all the time, right? So who knows?
Yeah, true.
We're just like, let's hope and pray and cross our fingers that we actually get to go on stage and nothing happens before then to stop it from happening. But we're all pretty hell-bent on getting there, so fingers crossed, because it's a great musical. It's so much fun. And the Metropolitan Theatre Company, I mean, they're one of the best, you know, getting around. So everything they do is excellent and a real spectacle. So hopefully we can get to the stage.
Well, let's hope so, because opening night is the 14th of October. So what's that, 2 weeks away?
Can we not talk about that? The 14th of October, and I will know what I'm doing, I promise. Absolutely.
Oh, I am so excited about this. If anyone listening right now wants to come along and see the show, how do they go about that?
So if you just head to metmusicals.com.au, you'll be able to get your tickets there. There is a big picture and a big link to Nice Work if you can get it. Or you could also go to theartstheatresa.com. and you can buy your tickets through there as well. So we're on for 2 weeks, so you've got plenty of chances to get along and catch it. And it's just a really fun show. So, yeah, it's a good way to spend some time.
Can I be the embarrassing person in the crowd with a little sign? A little, go, Crystal!
Sure. I'll just make sure you're relegated to the back row.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning. It has been beautiful to chat with you. And, yeah, like Crystal said, if you want to get tickets, you just need to head to metmusicals.com.au and you'll find them all there.
Thanks, Molly.